Good morning. Nice to see you all here at this early hour. Especially nice to see all your tiny eyes and seeing that I'm not the only one with a terrible hangover. Before we start, I have a small announcement to make. The key signing party has been moved to tonight at 9 p.m. in the Smoky in the Hack Lab. That's for the announcement. Just a few questions. Who of you have ever read some kind of documentation? Who of you thought that the documentation sucks? Okay. Who of you have ever written some kind of documentation? Hey, looks interesting. So the next talk might be interesting for us all. If... second try for your name. Nukubi-san. Yes. Tries to tell us something about documentation in Debian. Stage is yours.
I am developer of an open source search engine, so I consider to develop Debian documentation system for a long time. Novice user didn't know about the existence of such user slash share slash doc directory or whatever. So, and some online documentation system have their own search engine or something. So I consider that integrate such things would be more makes more usable for Debian. So I have some ideas, but it's only from perspective of developers, so I want to hear you guys to how we need to develop such documentation to be happy. So please tell me any time if you think about this documentation. So at first, this is my conclusion. I think we need more well-documented policy in Debian, I think. There is some useful tool, but it wouldn't be not so automatically, so to update index or searching, it would be need to decide such documentation policy. So there is a background in this issue. There are some documentation systems in Debian. First one is the help. The second one is the www. That supports full text search in the documentation, and there are usually focused for slash user slash share slash doc directory or map pages or GNU info. But there are some another file formats in Debian. So, and some documentations were written in another languages instead of English. However, such systems consider about only English. So I need to, I need a framework to handle such differences. So language is a hard problem because some languages are usually have only one encodings, but some but other but other things are not. Usually in Japanese they have many, at least four kind of encodings. UTF-8 and ISO 2022-JP and EUC-JP and SHIFT-JIS. So in Japan, such encodings are not such encoding is almost popular. It's not a kind of encoding is only not so major. And then there is a good system software, TextCat. It can detect encoding automatically, but encoding and language is not only same things. So usually UTF-8 can can write many languages in a documentation file. So encoding detection is not equal as language detection. And file format is also a some kind of issue, but it's not serious. There are many kinds of formats in there. Usually people use plain text or man pages, but some documentation were written in much pro format, like DocBook or some or something. And it will be easy to detect automatically, because there is file command. However, to make index such a different index file format is not so easy to achieve, because some sort of changes implementation only supports some kinds of formats. So we need to we need to merge such differences in a framework. And such change, there is many such changes in Debian. I already talked about Monday's BOF about these things. So and usually GitHub and www supports Swish++ implementation of such engine. But it supports only single byte encodings. So usually it is used for only English or single byte languages. So I need to my such differences in a format also. So I consider that what I need for. So that is a good way to define doc files. It is like a conf file. Usually conf file is marked as some file as a configuration file. So repackage system can handle it as a configuration file. So when upgrading time, it will be handled as configuration. So if it could be merged automatically, it's done, and it couldn't be the repackage system asked to user about some questions. So DOFA is also I consider about such similar framework useful. And I think I need wrapper for such engines to merge different characteristics of many engines. So And then I considered about use cases for maintainer. To make the issue to easier, I need some dev helper scripts like docindex in iname. It is only iname. So I talked about some auto detection framework. So some files could be easy to make some properties for properties automatically. And for user perspectives, I consider a Debian docindex package. It should be like a menu package. When user installs the package, so all documentation files are handled automatically and so index are automatically generated and it will be ready to search. I consider. So I need to write policy. Before prepare this book, I read some Debian mini policies like menu or power or something. So it will be like such format. First about, second copyright and TUC and my subjects. So at first this is my consideration about docfile format. It needs to contain file path and format and languages and encodings. It will be enough to record these four things, I think. But so someone, how about is there any objection or some suggestion for me about these things? First is swear requirement things. A format to be because some such engines only support a few kind of format. So to make index when when making index, the system would need to detect only supported format for such engines, and also would be same as languages or encodings. Okay, so if I can define such things, so I have a plan to write this DH document doc index script. I consider it to be try to add automatically to doc file. So text cat could be determining encodings or languages, and file command would be determining file formats. Yes?
What I missed in the file you showed just now is something like section information. So you can put the file in some kind of menu structure for accessing it.
So your question is Sorry.
The file you showed just now, the configuration file. Yeah. What I thought was missing there is some kind of information that can put a document in some kind of menu structure.
Menu structure?
Yes. Like section information.
I have not considered about it, but it will be different issue, I think, because one page is usually separated as some sections, so it has already a very sectionized, but many documentation files are not. So yes, I consider about this in this slide. I think language is a good information to split or sectionize. But other things would be hard. So I think usually search engines works very fast, so it could be not so important to sectionize such as a documentation file. So if you for users sectionized information would be hard to choose. So not so it shouldn't be required, I think.
But it's a useful one.
That will be good. So I think file format is also a good information to sectionize, I think. Some documentations were unsupported, were written in some other formats like HTML or SGML or such structured information. So in that time, some search engine could handle such structured information. So it is also useful for searching. But I have no idea to sectionize other things. What would be good? One page section is also good things, I think. One is a command one. Two is system call, something like that. But document covers very wide range information, so it could be hard to determine such good sectionized keywords, I think. Okay, but I'll consider about it.
Thank you.
Yeah. So. So to implement the helper script, I checked a Perl module named Debian cron the helper cron dh and the lib. It provides some useful functions and it could be passed command line options. So if I could write best implementation in this time, but it could be. But I'll try it. And then, update timing in index is also an issue. So Edis, Emacs Lisp package is a runtime compilation. So it seems very similar for this framework. So or menu system is also same, I think. So it will be a good reference for me. And then there are some search engines in Debian, but I'm not familiar about all of them, so I can prefer some engines in some use case. So Swish++ is usually good for Latin languages because it was already supported by DWWW or DHelp. And Namazu is good for Japanese because it supports good Japanese and I am a member of authors of it. The Mono search is also good for Chinese Korean because it supports such languages. Minto Shukai was already approved Hyperstrayer, a new brand new search engine. It supports Ngram based search engine, so it could be usable for any kind of languages. So it could be useful for generic, I think. And how I to do? At first, I need to develop a DH in the doc index. And then I need to write such a Debian POSI draft. And such engines framework is also need to implement. And what I need, the slide was to be over, so I want to discuss such things in this BOF. So if you guys have any idea, please tell me. And you guys, do you think about other issue in documentation? Yes?
Not the documentation in user share doc is gzipped currently. That information might be useful to store in the index for when you launch a viewer. As some viewers can auto detect it, like LV, but some, I guess, do not.
What's LV?
LV is multiple encoding viewer. It's like less, but it can convert between EUC and UTF-H and so on.
Yes. The encoding is an issue. It's really a problem.
Encoding, it's just the document compression, so transfer encoding in our terms.
That's encoding. Sorry, my English skill is not so good for this case. So your question is how to convert as an encoding?
Essentially, yes. Because typically if you want to display a document, nowadays most people use X, but sometimes you want to display it in a terminal. And then you'll have to construct some type of chart to do the conversion. MAN does this internally.
Yes, I think so. Web interface would be helpful because it could be tell to client a document encoding when in its header. So and usually web client is rich for many language handlings. So I consider to make a web interface is the most preferred thing. Terminal such client is also neat, but it would be hard because the software couldn't know the terminal has what capability to display encoding, some encoding or languages.
That's very true.
So I have some researchers consider to extend such a much languages capability for terminal. So if it could be implemented, it helps us. Yes.
I am searching for an engine to document in different languages at the same time.
Yeah.
So I'm not not satisfied with the normal way to translation. You always has to have an English master, and then you translate in the other languages. Mm-hmm. I want to have more equal rights for every language. So I'm searching for a machine who is able to indexing every paragraph and has some system to inform other translators that this paragraph has changed, and that there can be something like a concurrence between different languages, who is faster in documentation. And this we need in Skoli Linux. And this because we are spreading all over the world and the documentation is very, very behind. So if there is another community in another language who is faster in documentation than the English one, because at the moment there is only one installation in the United Kingdom, no installation in United States, about 250 installations in Norway, 50 installations in Germany, and it's spreading in France now, and there's no English documentation, so we had to find a system to start the documentation in every language and to put it together at least. This is a challenge.
I think such Latin language support is not so hard because in Monday I talked about I talked about inside of search engines. So usually search engines were implemented by imported index method. It is a table to record word and file or documentation ID. So such such Latin languages usually word would be separated by space or something, so
yeah.
It could be easy to find what words. So So such multiple language support is not hard for ordinary search engines. So I think it's not so big problem. So the problem is writing Asian languages usually, because it couldn't separate it in space or something. So
the question is more about version control than this indexing. So.
And n-gram based search engine is also good for such purpose, because it didn't need to separate such words, because it divided such all documentation as two letter words for four things. So such search engine like Hyperstrayer is also good for such purpose. Hyperstrayer is supports n-gram based algorithm. So it is also it not so depends on such languages word handling. So then the rest issue will be encoding problem. So but usually it is not hard to write English and one other language would be stored in the same file usually, because English is only written in ASCII characters. So usually English and some other languages pair is usually useful. So two or three or such more many languages support will be become harder. My talking will be your answer.
It's not about searching. It's about how to begin, how to do the version control. If there is somebody starting in France and somebody starting in Germany, how can we coordinate this? How can we see it? And if there's somebody in Japan starting also, oh, it would be really difficult. And then we need a machine who is able to show you this paragraph has changed in Japanese. The Japanese has found some things to be documented. Now the French and the German guys, they should also change the documentation. This is what I'm thinking about, how we can coordinate this. Without an English master, there's no English master. It's not a problem of search engine. Perhaps in the longer run, it's a problem of search engine if you have a big document. But how to construct it? How to begin without a master? This is my question.
How do you suppose the French translator is going to translate a paragraph that has been added by a Japanese writer if he doesn't speak Japanese?
No,
that's the reason why we have English, because most almost all translators speak English. You need a common language that is spoken by the translators to be able to translate.
Why do you think only in English? There's such a lot of people who is understanding Norwegian and German, nothing more.
Yes.
I will use this power.
Yes.
It's not used now. Just used only the English and then to the other.
Yes, but you can arrange that within the community. You can define any language as your master. Only if you want to spread it around the world, somebody has to take the responsibility to translate it into English.
Yes, so the responsibility is always the challenge.
Yes,
you're right.
But I think you have to think about it like you go, like maybe you have a tree of languages and you have English at the top. Yes? And then you have maybe like German and Norwegian on one side in the tree, and you have Japanese, Chinese, Portuguese, Spanish on other sides in the tree.
And
what you could do is you could say, okay, most development, most writing is done in German and Norwegian, so we coordinate very heavily there. Then we make sure that Norwegian and German are translated to English.
That is
then the master for the rest.
Yeah, but that is the whole system.
Mm-hmm.
You can
and I'm searching for a new system. I'm searching for another system than this old. This old system has historical reasons.
Yes.
It's because of the imperialism of the development of the world. It's going out from the
not
English.
True. No, that's not true, because I think there was more imperialism from France and Spain and so on. They have far more colonies, so...
Okay, this is another
that's another subject,
other
but
topic. But I'm really looking for an equal rights system for every language to be exchanged within different languages without a master. And this is, well, it's just a challenge. It's a challenge from today because I see this need. Yes, maybe that we have to use the old system 10 years more, perhaps. But I'm searching for another system. This is the challenge. That's what I'm looking here for.
But it won't work unless some people speak a common language. And the most common language is English. It's a fact of life.
Yeah, but you say it won't work. I'm looking for something who will work. That's the challenge. It's not to say it won't work, give it up. No, I will try to find. And I give you the idea of how I think to start. I have there's a fast-growing French community. And we thought about how we could do the documentation. The idea is now that we find 10 responsible persons in German and in France who are able to understand the language, the other language, and they subscribe a wiki page. So we use two wikis, a French wiki and a German wiki. And the other language always has subscribed the important pages from the other language. Then we start conquering who is faster in documentation or installation problems and something. And if there's something changing in this page, he will get an email with a diff, and then he can look up if it's the same, it's missing in our page or not, and then that's how I start to try it. And because the traditional way for Budi in Skoda Linux, then there was nobody wants to write a documentation, you know. Then, okay, we had to have documentation. So there was a person who said, oh, my English is so bad, I will not do the documentation in English, I write it in Norwegian. We had to find someone who translated. It was difficult to find someone. Then there was somebody paid for to do it. Okay, he has done. And he has checked the English for grammatic and typos and such things. Then we had... After 1.5 years, we had an English documentation. This documentation was in DocBook, so it was easy to take it and to translate it. And we need only 2 months to translate it completely with 8 persons. It's a document with about 180 pages. It's a big document. And we finally released this document 1 week before Sarge was released. So this is not the way to do it. It's not the way. It's really not the way. We had to find other ways because the English at the moment in Skola Linux specifically, there's too little number of English Skola Linux installation. There's no interest. And well, this was the reason. And I will start it with the wiki. And if there's no machine, I will find somebody. We will have it in 5 years, I am sure. And to challenge this with Japanese, wow! That's to get it with Japanese would really nice.
Yeah, talking is very interesting. I have also an interest about such marginalized document, handling such a marginalized document. The most biggest project would be Wikipedia, I think.
Yeah.
But it seems very not so related to these other languages usually. So you talked about you use 2 wikis for different languages.
Yeah.
It is a way to solve the problem, but. So I usually consider about I want to wiki implementation such marginalization supported wiki, right? Like a wiki page with language property. So such system would be nice for the purpose, I think. So.
We have built a parser who takes the wiki pages to DocBook, and we have we have constructed also parser who translates the DocBook files into wiki. So we just started to have it really easy because the wiki has a low entry barrier. You have not to have much knowledge to join the group to help. But if you want to learn Poedit and DocBook, and so you have to learn all this and HTML to do the documentation, you will never do it. And normally developers are not interested in documentation. It's a law. It's a law of computer or something. Yeah.
Yes. It's very interesting. In the web page, it should be the English page will be a as a master.
Yes, yeah, always. Yeah. But if the master is not at home, what are you doing? If there is no master,
yes. I usually try to write English first, but it's very hard.
Yes, for me too.
Yes.
To me, this sounds exactly like the transition to distributed version control.
Yeah.
So, essentially, what you need is a structured editor or something like
a
conglomerate that supports
a
version control and can show you
that's
which
task,
paragraphs have been changed in other
languages. I saw some system here, SISU. I don't know if you know it, about SISU. S-E-S-I-S-U. SISU. It is able to build an index about every paragraph, and then it builds a hash about every paragraph. So if a little paragraph is changed, you will get a message. It's used from a lawyer for big juridical documents.
Is it available on the Latin?
I can bring you to the guy who is developing this. He has uploaded it to Debian yesterday. Also, I thought he was my neighbor, and I saw it. Hey, what are you doing? That's what I searched for. So perhaps it's able to use this system.
But maybe this system will not be so useful for the computation, because you will receive a message every time when some translator fix a typo in paragraph. So.
Then to test it. Then to see it. Well, I have some. There's a German wiki about school Linux. These are 1,400 and something pages, and I have subscribed all pages. And you saying, oh, you get a mail, such a huge of mail. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. It is possible to subscribe, and there's not so much change that you will be overloaded. It's working.
But it would still be useful in such a documentation system to have tags so you can see the same changes that have been made in different packages.
The big challenge is to have a structure. That's the main one. And how to handle a structure. If there's a new point, what should it be? So that that another person could find it.
Sorry to interrupt you. As far as I know, this room will be empty after that.
Yes.
Could they continue the discussion? They seem to be at a vital point.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, so sorry for interrupting. Just want to thank Nakugi-san for his interesting talk. And sorry, but I need to go away. Continue your discussion if you like.
Yeah. Is there somebody who speaks English? Who has a school in the neighborhood? And who wants to install and test school Linux? I would like it. Then he will read the question in English, and then he can go for. What about schools in your countries? They all using free software, yeah. They have a lot of money also, yeah. They have the newest computer and a lot of money, or how is it in your country?
No, Italian schools are not that rich.
Directly connected to Berlusconi.
But he is sucking money, he is not giving away. So they have not that much money. Anyway, there are spare cases where system administrators take their way to Linux,
yeah.
And they usually, I've heard somebody who installs Debian, but never heard about school Linux.
Yeah, that's the reason why I'm here, that you hear about school Linux.
Yeah,
it's an important point to have the skills. If you don't go with free software in schools, you can forget it.
Yeah,
it will last 30 years more or what. In your country, where are you come from?
Germany.
From Germany? Oh, I know the situation. From Germany.
The teachers are not able to even to work with Windows, and they are surely not able to work with Linux. I tried it once in a school, and they were not able to reboot the server if they had a problem. So they had to do nothing on it. It was just running.
So
I'm from Germany too.
From Germany too, okay. Where are the English people? No, it's not from the United States.
No, I
have. Oh, no. Where's from the United States? I thought the most developers from Debian are from the United States, isn't it?
Okay,
yeah, always. They're sleeping. Perhaps they are sleeping. They're the time they. You are coming from?
Sweden.
From Sweden, yeah. And you from?
Sweden.
Sweden too? You? From
Ukraine.
Ukraine. Okay. From Chernobyl. Yeah. By the way, I need to translate, and the Swedish translation is not ready for 2 pages only. Our flyer for school Linux and Italian. And Enrico said, yeah, we'll do it out of here. And he saw his wife. And then was lost. So perhaps if you can do it today, I can take it with me.
If you want,
I would be really happy. Would be nice.
if you give me your email, I'll send you the source code in OpenOffice, so it's fast translated, and send me back, I put it in the web.
And an Ukrainian translation would be very nice.
You don't like translation.
What we are doing now?
Your talk was senseless because you don't like translation. What
do you like?
Program you made. Consider one of my packages and the .conf template translated in Italy.